I want to shoot straight with you. Leading up takes work. Now, I want to share with you a personal story. I was working at a large church, and long before I had a well-defined and clearly mapped out plan for how to lead up, I was, well, just leading up. To be honest, I was essentially writing this course through my very own trial and error. Truth be told, I was finding great success. I was walking into a meeting with a plan, and yet I was walking into that meeting with an airtight plan to solve my very own problem. Now, I would walk out of that meeting with approval for my plan and budget to boot. It was working. I was getting my way, and I was not the boss. Now, some of my peers, other director-level leaders at the church, were seeing my outcomes and successes. Now, these other pastors were coming to me and asking, how is it that you get your stuff pushed through so fast? It seems like my stuff gets put onto a pile of other requests never to be addressed. What are you doing that gets your ideas approved so fast? Now, let's stop everything right here. Now, how cool was that, right? I was not only finding personal success, but the quiet and consistent results were speaking loudly to my peers. Now, I'm not telling my peers at this point what I think they're doing wrong. I'm just doing my own thing. And the results were speaking for themselves. Over time, they were curious and maybe even a little jealous as to my success and their lack of results. In many cases, I was younger than my peers. I was not formally trained in a ministry context, and I certainly had less experience than those other pastors. And yet I was now being asked to give them advice on how to lead up. I must tell you, I was thrilled to collect my thoughts and let them see my process for leading up. Here's where it got interesting. I sat down with them. I showcased what ended up becoming the skeleton of this very course. But I was shocked. I was blown away by their responses. Time and time again, I watched a similar scenario play out in front of me. I would lay out a plan for these senior leaders, the very plan that I'm laying out to you right now through the lead up course. I peeled back the layers to reveal the secret sauce that had apparently caught their attention. I heard the same answer from these leaders. Brace yourself. This is the gut check moment that we've all been waiting for. Every leader pulled back and said, wow, that seems like a lot of work. These leaders all seemed to have the same reaction. They were interested in the results, but they were not interested in the labor required to achieve those results. Over and over, the scene played out again and again. I was approached by a different leader and asking me to share with them, how do you get approval so fast? Once again, I intricately laid out the plan. Their heads would pull back and their body language would kind of change. You see, they wanted the results, but they didn't want to do the work. Leading up is work. 90% of this work happens weeks and weeks prior to my pitch. It seems that my peers wanted the harvest, but they were not wanting the hard work of tilling the soil. Now, let's turn the tables and talk about you. The plan that I'm promoting is powerful. It will yield results. It has worked for leaders all across the country. The plan produces results. You can persuade your leaders and literally have your way, but it requires more than the 45 minutes that it takes to present your idea to your leader. It takes pre-work. It takes preparation. In short, leading up takes hard work. Now, I was asked to peel back these layers and show the pathway to successfully lead up, and some took me up on the process and found profound results. Some walked away from my investment into their lives, and nothing changed. They implemented nothing of what I had shared, and sadly, they continued to have poor results. Now listen, I didn't say it would be easy. I did say it would bring success. Please listen to me right now. We have come to a crossroad in our course lead up. Which leader will you be? Will you trust me? Will you do the hard work and move towards success? Or will you be like those other leaders who wanted outcomes but balked at the personal ownership that was required? The work required to effectively lead up starts right now.